If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there, my name is Shalene Johnson, and you are listening to a live recorded version of Build Your Tribe. I want to talk to you about three steps you can do, three steps you should do in the month of December that most people won't do, that are going to blast your business. I'm not even kidding. A lot of people tend to use December and the beginning of January as the time when they set goals for their business. And they think about things that they want to accomplish in the next year. And they think about things that didn't happen in the previous year. And they think about what it is they want to accomplish. And it's when we tend to set New Year's resolutions. It's when we tend to do some planning for our business. But what I want to do is share with you three things that we do specifically from this point forward because of what happened last December when we put these things into practice. And we have had our biggest year ever in business. We have done more business and had an easier time of it this year than in any other year in the last 18 years of being an entrepreneur. So I'm going to share these three steps with you now. There's a fourth bonus step for you. The reason why I am so excited about doing this is because I really prefer only to recommend things that I've done myself, that I can say, okay, here's how this worked for me. Here's why. Here's how it changed my business. Here's how I did it. Here are some of the struggles that we had. Here's some of the things I would encourage you to avoid. And here are some things that I think you should do. The first thing I have to tell you is that it was my goal to take off a full month last December. So I basically took off the whole month of December and part of January. And I planned to do that. That was an intentional plan. And in order to do that, I know myself and I knew that I would kind of go stir crazy if I had like nothing to do. So I literally scheduled no podcasts. I scheduled no interviews, no appearances, no videos, no work, no nothing. I just wanted to chillax. And I'm getting better and better at chillaxing. But what I decided would be a good thing for me to just kind of like have fun with is starting to develop plans for the upcoming year. Like not to technically work, but to really use December to plan. Step one is to really sit down and make a brainstorm list, which means you're thinking of absolutely everything you can think of and writing everything down and then asking other people if you've missed something. And here's what that list will consist of. Everything you do that moves the needle in your business. For example, I'm a commercial real estate agent. So I would ask that individual, what moves the needle in your business? Now, obviously, social media helps. Obviously, networking helps. Obviously, referrals from existing customers helps. But there's a whole list of things that we do, we all do every day that are kind of related to our business. But there are certain things that really move the needle. So let me just give you a quick rundown of what moves the needle for me. One is content. So my business grows when people go, oh, wow, that's crazy. I thought she was like a dumb fitness girl. Like I just thought she just jumped around in spandex. And then they watch a video. They hear me talk about business. They hear me share my tips. And they're like, oh, that's weird. She talks the way I talk. And she breaks things down. And so that moves the needle for me. Specifically, video moves the needle for me because I think it's just a fast track to connect with people. It's just a really easy way for people to go, yeah, she wears too much makeup. I don't like her. Or, oh, I like that she loves the Go-Go's and music from the 80s and she doesn't take herself that seriously. And I love that she's a mom. And I love that she right now feels completely naked because she forgot to put her wedding ring on and her fingers actually indented because she's been wearing it for so many years. Like you see certain things like that on video that you don't normally see. And so that moves the needle for me. Interacting with people in social media moves the needle for me. Connecting with other people by going to networking events moves the needle. Creating content inside of my academies moves the needle, creating things that are free and help other people to help them build their business by just doing it for free. That moves the needle. Posting on social media, Instagram, Facebook, blogging, Twitter, Pinterest, all those things move the needle. And then other things like maybe a television appearance, a radio interview, those kinds of things. So I make this really long list of like everything I can possibly think of. And then I want you to do this. I want you to closely look at this list and go, if I had to pick like only one thing this year or for the next 90 days, only one thing, what would it be? And then you really start to go, oh, if I could only do one thing, I've got to look at this list a lot more closely. So let me ask you, what's that one thing? If you could only do one thing this month, you were only allowed to do one thing that pushed your business forward, what would it be? Step two is to set a 30-day measurable and precise goal for that activity. What does that mean? It means literally set the date. So I chose mine as January 5th. By January 5th, I want to have in place at least 10 videos a week with different content. So by January 5th, I need to have scheduled and created a system where each week I'm creating at least 10 different videos. Now, those videos can be up to 30 minutes, but they can be as short as 2 minutes. But I need 10 fresh videos per week. And the date that I need to have that system ready by is January 5th. Now, that is a very specific 30-day goal for my business, which specifically relates to my needle-moving action. You see, the problem with most advice that you're going to get from business coaches is they're going to say, set yourself a goal, and it needs to be a SMART goal. And you're like, oh, SMART goal. Yes, what does that mean? And so then they go through the whole thing. It needs to be measurable. It needs to be SMART. It needs to be something that is fast approaching. It needs to have not just a date and specificity, but you've got to have something to keep you accountable, right? And we all know that, and that's great. But see, what most people do is they set a goal and they're like, okay, 30 days or in 90 days or a year from now, I want to have X number of new customers, or I want to make X number of dollars, which is great. But what they fail to take into account is the activity that makes that happen. So who cares what the goal is? If we can shortcut this process by identifying what it is about our business, what it is about our daily activities that moves the needle, and we do more of that, dude, I'm not kidding. You don't even need to set a goal. You don't. You don't need to set a goal because it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to set the number of dollars. It's irrelevant to set the number of customers. It's irrelevant to set your rank. It's irrelevant to do any of these things because you'll blow all of that out of the water and more if you specifically focus on the activity that moves the needle in your business. Because I have the proof. You can trust me. Guess what? You can be exceptionally good at your craft. You can know your business and be silly. And that's called a good time. Step three, reverse engineer what that's going to take. What is it going to take for you to hit that goal? I told you that my goal was to create 10 videos per week. So specifically, what I want to do with those 10 videos is I want to turn them into Facebook posts. I want to turn them into YouTube posts. I want those to be Periscopes. I want the audio to be turned into podcasts. I want the podcasts to be turned into transcripts. I want those transcripts to be turned into tweets, at least 10 to 15 per day. I want the video clips to be posted to Pinterest. By me creating 10 little videos, I can create enough content to cover all of the social media platforms. Now, if I'm going to do that and I don't want to work any more than I am right now, what is that going to take? So now I have to take out a pen and a piece of paper and you start writing like, okay, so what would that take? So that would require me filming video. That means setup. That's easy. So right now I walk into this room. Everything's already set up. I don't have to like figure out my lighting. I don't have to figure out my sound. I don't have to plug in my microphone. I don't have to figure out how to frame up my picture. I don't have to figure out anything. Everything's plugged in and ready to go. That saves me time. So I've created a filming system that makes it easy. So I want your needle moving activity to be something that doesn't require you to work more. And that's why December is so ideal. That's why we're doing this in December, because for most people, it does slow down. It does slow down. So that's the time for you to get ready to ramp up. That's why we're going to grow your business by harvesting it in December. We're going to plant the seeds. We're going to water the crops. We're going to cultivate and care for our business. We're going to do some plannings. Instead of flying by the seat of our pants, we are going to figure out how to grow our business in December. So now that I know my needle moving activity, and now that I have set my goals for that needle moving activity, a 30-day goal, what do I need to do? I want to research ideas and content. I want to go back and take a look at the videos and the content that I've done in the past that have been the most popular. So I'm going to look at topics I've done in the past. I need to see what's worked. I need to hire a podcast editor. I need to ask someone to keep me accountable because I'm the boss, right? And so it's really easy for me to go, oh, yeah, I didn't do it. I need it to be someone else's job to make sure I do my job. Make it somebody else's job to make sure you're doing your job. A reverse engineering list, as I like to say, should be infinitely long. So for example, when I said I should research topics, I can break that down further by going research topics based on my best customers, based on popularity, based on platform, based on video views, based on when it was posted. The goal here when you're doing any type of reverse engineering is to make the list even longer than what you think it can be. Like you just keep thinking and thinking and thinking, because guess what your reverse engineering list becomes? It becomes your to-do list. People are always like, I kind of know what to do. I just don't know where to start. Well, the answer is with a number two pencil and a piece of paper. Yeah. And I'll just bet you can afford these two apparatuses and they don't crash. And there's something very powerful about actually physically writing it down versus you just thinking it through or typing it on your computer. It's different. It's a very different experience when you actually take your handwriting and you think it through and you write it down. It's a completely different experience. So I want pen to paper, you coming up with every possible thing you might need to do to make sure that you're able to engage in your needle moving activity. And step four, this is your bonus step, is to figure out how you're going to put those things into place. So you look at this list of things that you need to reverse engineer and you're like, okay, I'm doing this in December because January, my business is going to go through the freaking roof and I'm not going to have time to do this stuff, but I've got to make sure that I am ready by that date to hit my target, to make my goal. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I have these systems in place. So I need to look at this list of everything I said it's going to require for me to reverse engineer this process and to really make sure that I am able to reverse engineer the goal that I set for myself 30 days from now so that I can really make sure I'm focusing on this needle moving activity. And I'm going to use the month of December. I'm not going to kill myself trying to create business that isn't there. What I'm going to do is cultivate my crops. I'm going to water them. I'm going to set up the system. I'm going to pull back from everything else. I'm going to get real focused and I'm going to set up a system that allows me to just engage in activities that move the needle. I'm going to stop playing. This is not a game. I am here to serve others, to make more money, and to work less. And the only way I'm going to do that is if I'm a better planner. That's how you do it, y'all. That's how you do it. You do it by planning in December. This changed the game for us last December. Last December, I specifically took that entire month off. I did nothing. I did no appearances. Anyone who called to do press, any radio, any TV, any interviews, all of it canceled. I didn't do any video content. The only thing that I did was set up a system so that I could seriously focus on my needle moving activity in January. And it worked. And we had our biggest year ever. and our easiest year ever. This was the funnest year ever for me. I can't even tell you. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to describe it without sounding braggadocious. All I need to tell you is that I'm incredibly blessed, but it's not just because I crossed my fingers. It's because I had a plan. And you can do that too. Just don't have unrealistic expectations for your business in December, but do have vision and a commitment to growing your business. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337. And that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.